Educate Dallas, a newly formed political action committee, made the announcement that Mr. Rawlings would endorse the candidates supported by the group. They include Elizabeth Jones, Dan Mitchkay, and Bernadette Nuttall. The Dallas Ethics Code prohibits elected officials from making political endorsements. Mayor Rawlings told the crowd at the endorsement event the decision to publicly support the school board candidates was easy and difficult.
It was easy because as a citizen, I knew what the right thing to do was to speak my piece about leadership in Dallas. And it was a difficult decision because a lot of people said, no. You're playing in an area you shouldn't play in.
UNT political scientist Matthew Eshbaugh-Soha says that may be right. He says the public is not going to make a distinction between Mr. Rawlings and Mayor Rawlings.
Most people are going to look and perceive the endorsement, despite his efforts to separate his professional and personal endorsement, as an endorsement from a mayor. So I think he really is stretching the perhaps abiding by the letter of the ethics provision, but certainly violating the spirit of it.
Eshbaugh-Soha says it could backfire if citizens believe there's something unethical about the endorsements. Mayor Rawlings says he's doing what's right for the city and its ethics code.
As mayor, I'm not leveraging what the city attorneys have said I can't use. I'm not using city services. I'm here tonight, drove myself. I'm a citizen of Dallas.
B.J. Austin, KERA News.